Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
"Doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!"
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
We've been going through the sporting highlights of the year. We've been talking a little bit about the importance and the incredible surge of popularity and attention around Irish actors. So it has been a vintage year. Isn't it always that they say it is a vintage year? But genuinely, as Mary McCallan, you say, it is genuinely a vintage year. Deirdre Malumbi is our film and TV critic, and she's here with me live in studio. Very welcome along, Deirdre.
Hello.
There's so much to get through. Let me just get the first question, the last question out first, which we were talking about with our panel in the first hour, which is, why are Irish actors and actresses so vaunted at the moment and eulogised and put on posters? And is it just we're in at the moment and we could be out pretty soon? Or is there something more structural going on that's been happening for years and they've sort of reached their peak now?
Yeah, it's a bit of both, I suppose. I do think that Irish actors are incredibly talented, like, you know, across like the likes of theatre and film. We just have some remarkable thespians. And I suppose the Irish have long been associated with the arts when it comes to, like, you know, music and film and stuff like that. We just like kind of perform like well above like the average. And for whatever reason, this year has ended up kind of being a peak, I suppose, for a number of actors. But I think that we've done really well this year in that we've had both critical acclaimed performances. We've had a number of Irish actors leading kind of the big blockbusters. And then we've also had a number of kind of names popping up around awards contention. So just to go through like some of the big features that have been out this year, All of Us Strangers, that was out kind of at the start of the year. That topped many critics' best movies of the year's list. So that starred both
Andrew Scott and
Paul Mescal as well. And that was an absolutely fantastic film and something like really, really quite different. Small things like these. I think Cillian Murphy, there was a lot kind of riding on him. Like, what is he going to follow up Oppenheimer with? You know, this was the big like Oscar winning performance. And that film did great in terms of like reviews and reception.
But now he's got Peaky Blinders coming.
And he's got Peaky Blinders.
There's more. It keeps coming.
Yeah, it just keeps going. Yeah, and then we've got like Barry Keoghan in there as well. I'm really excited to see like what character he's going to play in that, actually, because that'll be a whole new character. And then we've had Irish leading, like I said, some of the big blockbusters of this year. We had Daisy Edgar-Jones in Twisters. Now, I know that some people are like, well, she's English. I will count her as Irish because she does have an Irish mom. I think that we can definitely claim Daisy Edgar-Jones as our own. And I think
it seems to work the other way.
Exactly. You know. Exactly. But I think Twisters ended up kind of being like a bit of a surprise hit for a lot of moviegoers because, you know, it's a follow up to the 1990s Twister movie. Bill Paxton star. Yeah. And people were like, how is this going to work? But actually, it was so kind of silly and fun and kind of popcorn entertainment that it just really worked. And then, of course, we had Paul Mescal in Gladiator 2. Now, I know in terms of like critical reception, that was like probably a little more mixed. But still, the fact that he is following up, you know, Russell Crowe in Gladiator, I think that is extremely impressive. We also had Saoirse Ronan in both Blitz and The Outrun. And I think that both of those are going to get a lot of awards buzz, possibly a nomination in there for her for the Oscars. I'd love to see particularly.
But the poor woman keeps getting nominated.
Oh,
and
no.
She never, like,
life's so hard.
Like Mayo GA or something. I mean, she's been there so close to getting the gong, but not quite.
So close. Yeah. And it's kind of hard to say as well at this, because usually what happens in Ireland is we get a lot of kind of the Oscar nominated movies kind of in January. January, February of the following year, as opposed to like in the US, they would kind of be seeing like a lot of the Oscar buzzy movies now. So it's hard to say like what kind of competition.
And is there a slight kind of like, it was Ireland's year last year, so you can't kind of have 2 years in a row. There's that sort of superstitious thing that she might just fall in the wrong year after Cillian Murphy. I don't know.
It's very hard to say. It's to be honest, it's too kind of early to call, but I do think for the Outrun, I think that it's such a kind of development in her as an actress in terms of like just her acting ability. In the Outrun, she plays like a young alcoholic. It's a really breathtaking performance. And then I also have to give a shout out to Kneecap, the Irish language film. I think that it's doing like such great things for Gaeilge. It's a really fun and entertaining and absolutely madcap movie. And it's winning audiences like all over the world. You know, it's one of
the awards.
Well,
if I look at social media, it seems to be either there's two camps on this, right?
Yes.
They're going to war against each other on a constant basis. So I suppose that generates more publicity for it, of course. The other thing, the phenomenon of Wicked. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm confused. It's like 1 minute it's just a piece of merchandise, then it's a musical, then it's a movie. Like, it's just like a kind of an industry almost, isn't it?
Yeah, there was a lot of cynicism around Wicked because like it kept being delayed. And then there was kind of first glimpses coming out of it on the internet and people were saying, oh, it looks awful, blah, blah, blah. And then it ended up hitting cinemas and people were like, oh my gosh, this movie is amazing. Like one of the things I love about Wicked is in terms of like, I love a fantasy movie that really kind of builds a world that you can get lost in. And Wicked absolutely does that. And both Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo are absolutely spectacular in it. Like their singing voices are amazing. The acting is amazing. And it's quite an emotive movie as well. And in fairness, I didn't know how it was going to work, the play being split into two, because I would have seen like the state production and it absolutely works. But I was like, oh, is it a bit like, you know, the fact that they're splitting it up into two, like almost 3 hour long movies, is that going to work? But I am so, so excited to see the second film. This is a gorgeous movie. If you haven't seen Wicked yet, and I know people who've gone to see it multiple times, because again, it's just a world that you can get lost in.
Now, I missed Dune 1 and I'm probably going to miss Dune 2 and I'm okay with that. What's going on there? It seemed to be another phenomenon, just sort of it's a big budget behind it, obviously.
Yeah, like the amazing thing about Dune Part 2 is that it is cinema. Like I remember when I went to see it and I actually ended up seeing it twice in the movies this year because it was that good. Like you watch it on the big screen and you're like, this is what you go to the movies for. Like it is just so visually spectacular, directed by Denis Villeneuve. And of course, it has like a huge, huge cast behind it. Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, etc. But it's just so visually spectacular. I think it was the fifth highest grossing movie of this year. Interestingly, out of the top five, three of them were animated movies. So it was a big, big year, 2024, for animated movies as well.
Now, in terms of where people are going to see their movies, you've obviously got the cinema, you've got streaming, you've got television, you've got... So where's all that happening in terms of where people are accessing their content now? Which is up and which is down and which format? I mean, there's so many different streaming services. The competition is, you've obviously got the Apple TV. They've added a lot more series into their stuff as well. I mean, where are the trends there in terms of where do you access? We're like...
I think that people are still going to the big screen in terms of...
Because some of the big cinema groups have closed down in the last year.
Yeah, I think that people are still going to the cinemas. To give an example, like Disney made $5 billion at the box office in 2024. And the highest grossing movie of the year was Inside Out 2, which is not only the highest grossing movie of this year, but it's now become the highest grossing animated movie of all time. It grossed $1.7 billion at the box office. And I think that does go to show that people are still willing to actually, you know, go out, buy their cinema ticket and see like these things on the big screen. I suppose like, you know, the fact that animated movies and the likes of Despicable Me 4 and Moana 2, they performed extremely well in the box office this year as well. Like part of it is just like escapist, you know, family entertainment. But I think that there is a market there for like the kind of older audiences as well. Deadpool and Wolverine, for example, that was the second highest grossing movie of this year. And that's now the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time. So obviously you're going to have a completely different audience for that film than say the families.
Now I have to say, I always love to get your opinion on what movies you did like.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make a disclosure. I thought Hugh Grant in Heretic was awful, just awful. I just like, it was essentially set in one room. Hugh Grant, he's kind of spooky in a way. He kind of did okay. The two female actresses, no, not for me at all. Like as in just the characters they played, just the whole thing I thought was awful. And I love horror movie at Halloween. I always go each year to, But anything that you'd pick out, leaving Heretic aside, that you just didn't sit with you at all, or you didn't like?
It's been a really like strong year for horror movies, but to be honest, it's my least favorite genre. So I would tend to avoid movies like Heretic, and The Substance as well has to be mentioned here with Demi Moore. That's meant to be an absolutely extraordinary film, and I'm still waiting until like I'm a strong enough mindset to actually sit down and watch that movie, because I've just heard such like
the serum and all this.
Yeah, it's meant to be very grotesque and like haunting and stuff like that. So yeah, I have yet to kind of
on the rom com genre? Where are we? That about 5-10 years ago, that was just huge money making machine.
Yeah,
we have a few of them though, don't we?
We have a few. Yeah, Anora has ended up being a big kind of critical success. That's one I really want to check out. That's actually a Russian romantic comedy. It did really well at the Cannes Film Festival this year. And that is about the son of a wealthy Russian oligarch falls in love with a sex worker. It's kind of like a modern.
I've seen the trailer.
Yeah, exactly. And then Anyone But You was also a big success. So that stars Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney, who I would say were kind of two of the biggest stars to come out of this year, particularly Glenn Powell with, he also had Hitman, which was a big hit for Netflix. So romantic comedies, yeah, they're kind of a bit of a hit and miss genre, I would say, in terms of that kind of big box office appeal and stuff. It's hard to say exactly.
Yeah, it seems, just based on what you're saying, from the Gladiators and so on, the franchise model is in at the moment. Now, isn't it always, you might say?
Yeah.
But they, I mean,
franchises.
You're mentioning
sequels.
Out to two or three. Even the fact that Twister is now a sequel, mm-hmm. it's like nothing is immune from being done three or four times out.
Yeah.
Do you think they might plumb the depths too much and kill the golden goose with these endless sequels and prequels and all the rest of it?
I mean, not necessarily. Although,
when I think of Star Wars, I'm actually now confused about where we are in the time series. And
there have been so many movies with Star Wars that have been like launched and then they're cancelled.
When does it get messy and you kind of go, you're almost sort of diffusing your impact? There's just so much stuff going on. Or maybe that doesn't happen.
I mean, the big franchises and the big sequels, in terms of like the box office reception anyway, they've still been some of the big success stories, but they haven't always worked. Like, for example, Madam Web was obviously trying to cash in on the whole superhero genre, and that ended up being one of the bigger flops of this year. Joker Folie Ado, of course, has to be mentioned here. Joker 2, after the first Joker did so well at the box office, I don't think anyone liked Joker Folie Ado in terms of at the box office or a critical reception. Now, I know it has some like diehard fans, but I thought it was absolutely dreadful. And then like a movie like Red One, which you'd think has all of the perfect ingredients. It's a Christmas movie. You've got Dwayne The Rock Johnson in there. You've got, Chris Evans from the Avengers movies in there. And that ended up being an absolute flop as well. I saw it and thought it was absolutely dreadful.
It was so your heritage.
Probably, certainly so. Exactly.
So I don't, what you're saying, some movies, they seem to have the perfect recipe in place.
Yeah.
And it just for unknown reasons, it doesn't, maybe it's complacency or something, it doesn't quite work.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, like the likes of like Disney are still, they're still making bank, it has to be said.
All right, well, you've been very positive for a film critic. Yeah. The more and more years go on in this area that you do, you're going to become, I'm telling you, you're going to be, this was dreadful, this stank, this was awful. But I like the joyful element to what you're saying. You really seem to enjoy them. Dear Lumpy, thank you very much for pop culture and entertainment expert, looking over our hits from the cinema, and we'll talk about TV in the future day, because there was a lot going on. What is TV anymore anyway? We don't really know what it is, right? Thank you very much for joining us.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.